家嚟到参加今日主日崇拜，牧师同师母喺香港嚟到系探望家人，所以我哋都系纪念佢哋喺嗰度嘅时间。我哋今日好高兴有呢个系 Pastor CJ Wan 喺我哋中间嚟到系分享神嘅信息，咁就Maggie 姊妹会帮佢哋到翻译。We'd like to welcome our Pastor CJ Wan, who's going to share the message with us, and Maggie will do the translation.
Okay. Good morning. It is a privilege to be here with you.
是我的, 我的榮幸可以同大家一起。
I think this is my second time being with you.
今次我第二次同大家一起。
Anybody remember me?
有誰記得我呢?
But I was here last month for the ordination service for Pastor Cyan.
在這裡為著思揚牧師安立典禮。
Pastor David Ng asked me to preach, and he said something about this being a mission week.
牧師邀請我嚟講到咧，佢提到今個禮拜係宣教嘅禮拜。
And I pondered and prayed about it, and I said, "Okay, the greatest mission is this message."
咁我諗咗好耐，都禱告好耐，覺得最大嘅宣教係今日嘅信息。
So I would like to share with you this message titled "Greatest Aim in Life."
今日所分享嘅係人生，我哋人生最大嘅目標。
Let me ask you, as I start this sermon, this question. What is the greatest aim in life?
我問你啊，你人生最大目標係乜嘢？
Anybody think about a word?
有冇咩字浮起咧？
Many people in the world might say success.
有啲人會講成功。
Happiness.
快樂。
Comfort.
舒適。
Recognition.
被認可。
Maybe even health.
可能健康
and to be famous.
可能出名
But I believe in your handout on the back page of it, I gave you, given you some outlines for you to follow.
在你的紙裡面，後面有個短短的指引，你可以跟著。
The greatest aim in life is love.
我們人生最大目標是愛。
Love of God.
去愛神。
And love one another.
愛人。
Depending on how you answer that question, your life changes.
而你睇下你头先所谂到嗰样嘢咧，系好影响到我哋人生点样行。
You make different choices depending on what your aim is.
我哋跟住我哋目标咧，会影响我哋每一日嘅选择，我哋方向。
If your greatest aim is fun, then you'll choose everything that is exciting.
如果你人生目标系为咗寻求快乐咧，咁咧你每次选择都会拣啲开心快乐嘅嘢。
If it is security, you'll do everything to prevent any harm.
如果你人生追求安全感咧，咁你做每一件事都系避开危险，为着安全。
If your aim is to be comfortable, then you'll take everything that is easy.
如果你人生嘅目标系要追求舒适咧，咁你就每一个选择都系为求容易同埋轻省去选择。
But for us, our mission is to love.
而我哋嘅宣教，我哋目标系去爱。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 says this, For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
加拉太書五章六節，原來在基督耶穌裡，受割禮不受割禮全無功效，唯獨使人生發仁愛的信心才有功效。
It doesn't matter what we accomplish or how much things we achieve.
无论我们做些什么得到些什
么 or how famous we become or how wealthy we become.
就算我们多有钱多有名
If we don't have love, we missed it all.
我们如果没有爱这一切都没用
So this is where chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians talks about love.
哥林多前书十三章里面整章都讲关于爱
And the verse...is really a Bible study now. There's a lot of questions, a lot of fill-ins, but really a Bible study that tells us this is what love is.
我哋今日里边学习好似查经咁样啊，我哋去睇下爱究竟系乜嘢。
First Corinthians 13 teaches us that without love, this is the dividing of the verse. Let me go here. Without love, nothing I say will matter.
如果没有爱，我们所讲的毫不重要。
Verse 1 says, If I speak in the tongues of men, of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
第一节，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的钹的锣，响的钹一般。
Without love, every word is just a noise.
没爱的话，我们每一个字啊，都是一个噪音。
Actually, it's very annoying noise.
并且一个好烦人的噪音啊。
It says it's like a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
就好像响紧嘅一个锣咁样咧，好烦好烦嘅，不停咁重复。
Anybody familiar with the big gong?
有冇见过好大嘅响锣啊？俾人打嘅时候咩声啊？
I need to have one of those so I could demonstrate how annoying it is.
等我下次打过嚟啊，等你知道几烦。
Our words without love is this annoying noise. It's repulsive noise.
我哋冇爱嘅时候，我哋嘅说话就系嗰啲好烦、好烦扰嘅噪音。
But many times we just say words. We use words without love.
好多时候我哋用一啲嘅词语系冇爱嘅。
Secondly, it says nothing I know will matter.
第二节话，如果我哋冇爱，我哋所认识嘅毫不重要。
Verse 2 says, If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, yet have not love, I am nothing.
第二节，我又有先知讲道之能，也明白各样嘅奥秘、各样嘅知识，并且有全备嘅信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
You could be the most brilliant Bible encyclopedia. Without love, you're nothing.
你可以是一个行走的百科全书，但是没有爱，你真的什么都不是。
You could have incredible knowledge of science and the world without love, that means nothing.
你可以拥有全球所有的科学、数学的知识，但是没有爱，我们是什么算得算不上什么。
He continues to tell us, without love, nothing I believe will matter.
经文继续讲话，我们如果没有爱，我们所相信的毫不重要。
Some Christians believe that as long as I have the right doctrine, right theology, I'm okay.
有啲基督徒咧，我哋相信某一部分嘅真理，某一啲嘅教义咧，就 OK 噶啦。
It's not true.
唔系真嘅。
Following Christ is more than just believing in a statement of faith. It's a life of love.
我哋信徒，我哋相信主耶稣基督，唔系净系相信一啲嘅硬邦邦嘅教义，而系我哋生命流露出爱。
Verse 2 tells us this way: If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and knowledge. And if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing.
在林前十三章二的下半节，并且我们有如全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
You know, there's many people in the world with great faith.
世界上有很多人有极大的信心。
Every religious people have great faith.
每一个信唔同宗教人都有巨大嘅信心。
But God is measuring our faith with, do you love?
而神系量度我哋嘅爱，我哋嘅信心，用睇我哋有冇爱，我哋生命有冇流露出爱。
But many religion in the world teaches hate.
而好多嘅宗教，世上嘅宗教系教人去仇恨。
To kill.
去伤害。
To take.
去杀同埋去攞走人哋嘅嘢。
Christian faith says love.
基督教我们的信心，我们的宗教是要我们去爱。
Next, nothing I give will matter. Without love, nothing I give will matter.
如果没有爱，我所付出的完全不重要。
And this verse tells us this way. If I give all I possess, everything I possess to the poor and surrender even my bodies to the flame, but have not love, I gain nothing.
林前第十三章三节，我如果将所有嘅周济穷人，所有包括我成个人，我所拥有嘅，舍己身，叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Can we actually give without love?
我哋可唔可以叫你去付出俾嘢人哋嘅时候冇爱咧
？There's a lot of people that give without love.
有好多人俾嘢人哋系冇爱嘅。
Some give to get back.
有啲人付出系为咗得到啲嘢翻嚟。
They say, I gave you this much, so you give me back.
我俾你咁多，你俾翻呢啲我啊。
Some give out of guilt.
有啲俾咧系因为内疚。
I didn't do so well, so I'm gonna give you more.
好啦，我咁锡你，咁我俾多啲你啦。
Some give money to control other people.
有啲付出爱系为咗控制人哋。
Some give money to control the church.
有啲付出金钱系为咗控制教会。
Some use money as a control.
所以有啲人用钱嚟控制人。
Some people give for prestige and honor.
有些人付出是为了他自己的威风。
Look how much I gave.
你睇我付出幾多？
But it really is it for love.
係咪咧？究竟我哋付出係咪出於愛咧？
So the Bible says you could give everything, yet without love, it's zero.
聖經話就算我哋冇愛，我哋去付出一切啊，係冇價值嘅。
Next it says nothing I accomplish will matter.
如果冇愛，我所完成嘅毫不重要。
And same verse 3 says if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, meaning I make a sacrifice of myself but have not love, I gain nothing.
第三節，我要將所有嘅周濟窮人，並且捨己身，叫人焚燒，並且在代表自己將成個人獻上去犧牲自己，卻沒有愛，仍然與我無益。
According to this Bible that you and I believe, people that commit suicide as an act of religion means zero.
所以我哋睇到世间上有好多人为着宗教缘故去自己自杀，自己焚烧自己，其实系冇价值。
So Apostle Paul is telling us in 1 Corinthians 13 that the number one aim is for us to love.
保罗话俾佢听，我哋要去将我哋人生最大目标去建设喺去爱里边。
But he also tells us in verse 7 and 8, I believe I have it in here. Do I? Yeah. So verse 7 and 8, I'll just read here. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
是七至八节，凡事包容，讲紧爱啊，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
Love is the only thing that will last.
爱是唯一能够持续永恒的东西。
Every other principles, every other aim in life will not last.
生命我们其他的目标是不会继续持续下去的。
Fun, having fun, money, pleasure, security, nothing lasts.
追求快乐，追求安全感，追求等等嘅嘢系唔会持续嘅呢啲。
Only love is eternal.
只有爱系永恒。
So he says in verse 13, and now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
喺第十三节，佢神话：如今常存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Why is love the greatest of the three?
点解爱系三个最大嗰样嘢咧？
Because you don't need faith in heaven.
因为天堂嗰度我哋唔使要信心啦。
You don't need hope in love in heaven.
喺天堂嗰度我哋唔再需要盼望。
Only thing that remains is love.
唯一尚存嘅就系爱。
This is why Paul is saying our greatest aim has to be love.
所以保罗话我哋嘅人生最大目标一定要去爱。
So if love is the primary object of our life, what is it? What is love?
咁既然我哋人生嘅目标系要去爱，咁爱系乜嘢咧？
So I'm going to give you a few definitions of love.
我俾几个解释你。
There's a lot of words and feelings that describe love in the world.
我哋世界上有好多嘅感受，好多字眼去形容爱。
But I want to give you several, at least four, I think, of definition of what love is.
我告诉你四个，只要四个爱那个解释的真意。
So in your handout, first is, love is a command.
在你的纸里面写第一个是爱是一个命令。
Command of the Lord of God.
是神颁给我们的命令。
And John, 2 John 1:6 says this, and this is love that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love.
约翰二书一章六节，我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见当行的，就是这命令，就是要去爱。
Just as the greatest commandment is for us to love God and love one another, we have to walk in love.
我哋讲过，我哋要爱神并且爱人，呢个系来自神嘅命令，我哋必须要行出嚟。
But this command teaches us another point.
而呢个嘅命令教导我哋第二样嘢。
And that is love is not a feeling.
教导我哋爱唔系一个感觉。
The world uses that idea. The love is all about feeling.
世界教我哋咧，爱系一个感受嚟嘅。
But it is not a feeling.
但系呢度唔系讲紧呢样嘢，唔系爱唔系一个情绪。
Love, when you obey in love, it creates feeling.
而当我们因为敬畏神去顺服去行出这命令的时候呢，我们会有爱的感受出来。
Feeling is a result of us loving. It produces.
OK, 那我们当我们顺服行出神的命令的时候呢，神会让我们里面生产出一个的情绪出来。
Love is a command.
爱是命令。
Think about what I just said. Love is a command.
想想刚才我所说的爱是一个命令。
It is not a choice.
不是一个选择。
It's not up to you. It's not a suggestion.
不是一个建议。
It's a command of God.
是来自神的命令。
The second point I'm going to talk about is this. Love is also a choice that you make every day.
而第二样想讲，爱亦都是我们每日要去面对的选择。
You have to intentionally choose to love or not to love.
我们每日都要去很刻意的要去揀去爱定是不去爱呢？
Whether you admit it or not, every day you choose to love someone and choose not to love someone.
就算你承认都承唔承认都好啦，我哋每一日都去选择面临呢个选择，我哋选择爱呢个人好啦，定系唔爱呢个人。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1 says this: Pursue love above all. Pursue love.
我唔多前书十四章一节，你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵嘅恩赐，其中更要切慕羡慕嘅系作先知讲道。
You have to decide. You have to choose. You have to pursue.
我们要去选择，我们要去追求，并且去将我们自己去面向那样东西，爱。
Here's the point. Because you could choose to love today or choose not to love, every day is all, as if it's a battle.
因为我们每一天都要面对这些选择，所以每一天都好像打仗一样。
And many times we lose because we choose not to love.
当我们输的时候，因为我们选择不去爱人家。
Everybody understand the ideal of choosing when you don't feel like it?
大家明白，当我哋冇嗰感觉，唔想做嘅时候，都要选择嗰个嘅感受啊。
Choosing to love when you don't feel like loving.
我哋唔想爱嗰个人嘅时候，都要去爱佢嘅时候嗰个感觉。
All of you who are parents, raise your hand.
有冇父母喺呢度当中咧？大家举下手啊，系父母嘅。
You should understand what loving someone feels like when they are not acting in the right way.
你一定好能够体会啊，当小孩子唔听话、唔可爱嘅时候，我哋都要去爱佢哋嗰个感觉。
But you choose to love.
但系你选择爱佢哋。
Feeling is secondary.
感受系其次嘅。
Husband and wife, raise your hand.
有冇丈夫同妻子嘅？我哋举一举手。
Loving husband and wife, it takes choice for you to choose to love every day.
夫妻之间的相爱呢，每日每日都要去揀爱定唔爱佢好呢。
Sometimes the feeling comes naturally, sometimes it's good feeling, sometimes it's not good feeling.
有时候感觉好自然可以流露，有时候啊感觉好差，亦都有好嘅时候。
But we choose to love.
但我哋选择去爱。
I mean, if we dictated our marriage based on our feelings, none of us would be married.
如果我哋婚姻呢真係建基喺我哋感受上，我哋冇人可以结到婚啦。
Right?
是吗？
And many of us would say, I don't like you anymore, I'm gonna quit.
可能很多我们可能会放弃了，不爱你了。
But love is a choice you and I make every day.
所以我们选择去爱是我们每日每日都要去作出的选择。
Choosing to love when you don't feel like it is actually a higher level of love.
当我们不喜欢那个人的时候，但我们选择去爱呢，这个是一个更加高深的爱。
I mean, it's easy when everything is great to love someone.
当一切顺利开心的时候去爱他当然容易啦。
But it is hard. It gets harder when it's difficult.
但是当我们关系越来越困难的时候是很难很难去爱他。
When money is run out.
当我们金钱缺乏的时候。
When there's sickness.
当大家有人生病的时候。
When different pressure is on your life.
有生命不同的压力临到的时候。
Perhaps you lost a job or got into a major accident.
可能你遇上车祸，或者你突然间失业。
Staying committed to that love is not easy.
而继续去委身喺对于呢份爱系好难。
But we make a choice to stay there.
但我哋可以作出一个选择去停留去爱。
Bible also teaches us that love is a conduct.
圣经教导我哋，我去爱人系一个行动。
It's a behavior. It's an action.
系一个行动，系人为出嚟嘅，流露出嚟嘅。
1 John chapter 3 verse 18 says, Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth.
约翰一书三章十八，小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上。 总要在行为和诚实上。
We've already said that love is just not, it's not about a feeling, but it's also not just words.
刚才我讲到我们的爱不是单单的感受，是一个行动出来的。
It's something you and I do.
而是我和你是能够流露到出来的。
Now let me give you the list of what Paul is telling us to do.
好，我们听听保罗教导我们做些什么好。
1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 through 7. Look at all this list. One of the words appears, patience here. Listen to these lists. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Every one of those words I could preach on.
每一个单字里面，我都可以讲一篇道出来。
Every one of those words is so it's full of meaning.
每一个字都充满个意思在当中。
Did you guys get that? The first word, love, is patient.
看到第四节里面第一个字是什么？爱是恒久忍耐。
Let's be honest, that's the hardest part for me. Maybe for many of you.
大家坦白一点，这个真是我觉得最难的东西，不知道可能你会觉得容易一点。
But being patient is not just words, it's something I have to do, I have to hold, I have to be patient.
恒久忍耐不是只是说，而是我要流露出来的。
Love is not just words, it's an action.
爱不是单单说，是一个行动。
Number four definition, love is a commitment.
第四，爱是一个委身的承诺。
1 John 4:16 says, And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them.
约翰一书四章十六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道，亦都相信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的我们，就是住在神里面，神亦都住在他里面。
And this is a commitment we made sometime with husband and wife. You made this commitment when you made the vow to each other.
在夫妻关系里面，你们彼此作出承诺。
And we made this commitment with our father. I will love you with my life.
而我们都对父神作出这个承诺，是神啊，我们会爱你。
Love is a commitment.
爱是一个委身的承诺。
Now, to develop this message and to make it applicable, I want to give you a few things to start doing.
咁我希望将呢个信息咧，能够咧喺你生命里边活用出嚟，所以我俾少少嘅建议你哋。
It is not enough for you right now to hear the message and say I agree。
嗱，唔足够啊，净系听完话，我同意。
You could walk out of this service and say that was a good message。
你可以行出去同我讲话，呢个今日真系讲得非常之好。
But I'm not going to do a single thing。
但系咧，我唔会作出任何嘅改变。
That's not really learning or loving.
咁呢个就唔系净系好嘅学习同埋好嘅爱。
So how do we do this?
咁我哋点样算咧？点算
咧？ So I want to give you three things on the bottom of your handout.
好，喺你嘅 handout 嗰度咧，最后嘅三样俾三个嘅建议你。
First is start your day with a reminder to love.
如果你可以试下每日去提醒自己去爱人。
It takes probably 2-3 minutes at most for you to quietly say, God, help me today.To be more loving.
你每日试下咧，顶多用两三分钟，你去祷告求神，神啊帮助我，让我去爱人。
As you get out of bed, maybe you need to say that.
可能你离开张床嘅时候，你就要同神咁讲。
Maybe before you start driving, you need to say that.
喺你揸车之前，你要向神祷告。
Before you start your work, you need to say that.
喺你工作之前，你要去祷告。
To say, God, help me today to be more loving.
主啊，帮助我，让我今日去能够流露出更多嘅爱。
I'm telling you that will change your whole day。
话俾你听啊，咁样会完全改变你嘅一日。
You can't do this on your own. You need His love. So ask for His love in your life。
我哋能够单单靠自己做，所以我哋去求神俾爱我哋。
Second, I would say you gotta start memorizing and meditating on what God says about love.
我哋咧，并且要开始背啊，背圣经，同埋默想神讲关于爱嘅说话。
I've listed at least four, but there's when you read the Bible this way, every passage seems to talk about love of God.
我就举咗四个经文，但系圣经里面每一节经文都系讲于爱。
And let me just go over some of the verses in your handout. John 3:16 says, "God, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
If you want to memorize another good verse, John 3:16, maybe many of you memorized. 1 John 3:16 is another great verse.
除了约翰福音三章十六节，大家可能很熟了。我都去挑战你们去试一下约翰一书三章十六节，都是一个很好的经文。
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
Matthew 22:37 onwards, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law, all the prophets." Hang on these two commandments.
马太福音22:37-40，耶稣对他说：你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中最第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
John 15:12, another Bible verse I gave you.My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friend.
约翰福音15:12，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
The third thing that I would like for you to start doing, not only first thing as I say, start your day with a reminder. Second, memorize and meditate on the word. Third, practice.
刚才教了大家，第一要向神祷告，提醒自己去爱；第二我们去背经文，并且常常去默想神的话；第三我们去放低我们自私去爱。
As I said, love is an action, something you and I to learn and to practice.
爱是一个行动，所以我和你都要去练习和去活出来。
It's like a muscle. If we need to continue to use our muscle to develop our muscle.
就像我们肌肉一样，我们每天都要去持续去锻炼我们的肌肉。
It's like learning to drive.You need to continue to practice so that you get better at driving.
就像我们揸车咁，我们每天都去练习的时候就越来越好。
We also need to practice love.
我们都要去练习去爱人。
Sometimes it's going to be at first, oh, this doesn't feel right.
开头呢就觉得怪怪地的。
It's not easy to love.
也都不容易去爱人。
But the more you practice love,
但当你继续练习,
the better you get.
你会越来越好。
You know the difference I see in mature Christians and a baby Christian?
你見到我睇到咧啲成熟基督徒同一啲 BB 嘅基督徒。
Some of you know these very mature Christians in your life.
你生命中可能有啲好成熟嘅基督徒。
You know the difference is these people have an amazing amount of love.
嗱，佢哋好大嘅唔同咧，就係成熟基督徒佢哋有極大嘅愛嘅容量。
How many are grandparents?
有邊個係祖父母啊
？Some of you, yes.
有啲啦。
I think when you're a grandparent, your love grows exponentially.
当你做祖父母嘅时候，你嗰份爱咧，哇，突然间多咗好多。
Grandparents are so patient with babies.
当你做祖父母嘅时候，你对 B B 咧嗰个耐性系，哇，超好唔好大好多嘅。
Nothing, the grandkid could do nothing wrong because the grandparent just loves without any condition.
你的孙无论做什么都激怒不到你，因为祖父母的耐性真的多到。
It's too bad that when you were a parent, you couldn't be that patient.
很可惜就是我们做父母的时候，我们没有这份耐性。
But we grow.
但我们成长，我们长大，在爱当中长大。
So we need to really start practicing love.
所以我们必须要练习去爱。
And give a lot of people room.
还有给多些空间人家。
Because again, the verse in chapter 13, verse 7 says, or verse 8 says, love, no, verse 4, I'm sorry, chapter 3, chapter 13, verse 4 says, love is, first word is patient.
因为呢我们要去学习，因为爱是持久、恒久、忍耐。
So let me close here now and asked a different kind of question for our mission.
好，等我去问另一个问题啊。
What is really at the balance if we don't love?
如果我哋选择唔去爱嘅时候，有啲咩嘅影响咧？
First thing is that we will be disobedient to God.
第一样嘢，我哋就系唔服从神嘅命令。
And He says this is the greatest commandment.
而神亦都话呢个系最大最重要嘅诫命。
Meaning, we could do everything else in this life, but if we miss this, he says you miss the greatest commandment.
我哋可以做晒生命中其他嘅嘢，但系咧，如果我哋错过咗呢个最大诫命，我哋就错过好紧要嘅嘢。
But other thing about love is, if we don't love each other, we bear a terrible witness.
如果我哋唔能够彼此相爱嘅时候，我哋系做一个好差好差嘅见证。
John chapter 13 verse 34 to 35 says this. Jesus said, A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so that you must love one. That's a commandment. And he says, All men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
约翰福音十三章，耶稣话，我赐给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。这个就是那个诫命。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Believers and non-believers, everybody will know that we follow Jesus if we do what? When we love one another.
认识耶稣和不认识耶稣的人都会见到我们属于主耶稣基督，就是当我们选择去爱的时候。
Worst testimony we as Christians could give to everybody else is if we don't love one another.
我哋基督徒就系如果我哋作为一个最差嘅见证、最坏嘅见证，就系当我哋唔能够彼此相爱。
And I'm telling you, the hardest place to practice love sometimes is inside the church.
而最难、最难去练习相爱嘅地方，偏偏就系我自己嘅教会。
Sometimes it's inside the house.
就系喺我哋屋企当中。
But that's where God is asking us to practice love.
所以主叫我哋。要去练习相爱。
And he says, By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
当我们相爱的时候，众人因此就认出我们是主耶稣的门徒。
I believe the true sign of Christian faith is not a cross. It's not the cross.
我们真正基督徒的一个的象征不是只是十字架。
It's not the fish sticker in back of your car.
不是那个鱼仔的贴纸，是车后面的贴纸。
True sign of love, true sign of Christian faith is really love. Do we love one another?
真正基督徒嗰个信心嗰个嘅代表象征就系我哋系咪真系彼此切实相爱。
So as I close today, I want to pray this prayer Apostle Paul prayed for the Church of Ephesus.
我让我结束嘅时候，我好想为大家祷文，用以弗所书三章十七至十九节为大家祷告。
He prayed for the church in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17 through 19.
在以弗所书三章十七至十九。
And this is a prayer I have for you.
而这个是我为你们的祷告。
So join me as I'm going to pray, but read the word or listen to the word as I pray for Logos Baptist Church for this prayer.
当我用经文为你们落到基督浸信会祷告的时候，请大家一起跟着经文去读。
Father, I pray Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17 through 19 over Logos Baptist Church.
父啊，为用以弗所书三章十七至十九节，你为到落道基督浸信会祷告。
And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long, how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge.That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name I pray.
主啊，我求你自己，你嘅爱心有根有基嘅，直喺落到基督浸信会嘅众人当中，并能和众圣徒一同明白主耶稣你嘅爱系几咁长、几咁阔、高同埋深，并且叫我哋每一个人知道你嘅爱系过于能所能测度，超越一切。是神你自己充满一切的，你充满我们。奉主耶稣基督名求， Amen.
May Logos Baptist Church be known to everybody around as a church that loves one another.
让我们落到基督浸信会的众人，在外面的人看下去，就是我们是满有爱心 嘅肢体。
And the Bible says, then everybody else will know that you are His disciples.
让世界上众人都知道，睇得出你哋每一个系属于主耶稣基督嘅门徒。
God bless you and thank you, Maggie.
神祝福大家。好 ，Thank you, Pastor, for your message.